Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, a two-hour tour, and we are embarking. We am embarking?
We are.
We be embarking? We're not dogs. We don't bark. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. You can take control of the airwaves. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. I wanted to swing back real quick to this bit about Satoshi Island. I did tell folks that we would tell them sort of the basics that we know.
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
That we know. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Rich.
And Mark.
So the quick and dirty here is there's this guy, Mr. Welch. He has a 3 million square meter island. And which is part of the, how do you say this, Mark? Vanuatu?
Vanuatu, yes.
Vanuatu Archipelago between Australia and Fiji. He wants to turn it into Satoshi Island, make it a, you know, people who are into cryptocurrency can move there and make it into some sort of crypto city. What he says, the way he differentiates himself from other types of this thing, and we've seen this before, Mark, you've been involved in a couple of these things, sort of these move here crypto projects, and there have been other people who have been wanting to, yes, I want to buy an island and make it a crypto island, that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
So what we know already.
So working on that myself right now.
is, yes, we already own the island. This is from this guy, Welch. Who's tweeting as Satoshi Island. He says, yes, we already own the island. Yes, we can develop as advertised. Yes, the government supports our plan. Yes, our team has relevant expertise. And they've apparently produced some sort of a sales video, if you will. Like, this is our dream. We dream of the Satoshi Island. And
man, if I was that guy, I would just be enjoying the tropical paradise and having the whole island to myself.
I would, too. But, you know, maybe he needs some cash. I don't know.
Well, also, there's, what makes civilization is people.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, if you want to go see a movie or have a steak or a variety of things that you may want to do, you really can't do that on his little slice of paradise that's completely unpopulated. You need a certain amount of people. He's looking for people that share his vision. And, well, you know, it's been thought of many times.
Now, just to,
it's kind of what the Free State Project is.
If I could own an island, I could also own the boat that could take me to the mainland to get the steak at the steakhouse.
Or the helicopter.
Right, even better.
There are plenty of people who live on islands who cannot afford the helicopter ride to the mainland or whatever it might be.
Okay.
You know.
How do they get there? They're not stranded. Are we shipwrecked people?
No, I'm just saying that as long as it's... So, traveling by boat is uncomfortable, long, and in some cases, arduous.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're talking about an island that's just sitting in the middle of, the Hudson River, then yeah, you know, New York City's not too far away. Take a boat over, no big deal. But if you're talking about an island in an island nation, Vanuatu is composed of islands. We have no idea how far it is to the next steak restaurant. And there may not even be one in the entire country of Vanuatu. It's a pretty poor place.
We also know that he's a real estate developer with
retired.
Okay.
You know, like,
but who owns like a 300 million square kilometer?
Meter,
okay, whatever.
3 million square meters, 32 square
million
feet.
Square feet, right.
Yeah.
Whatever that translates to into acres, I don't know.
And
seems like he's got the funds.
I was told there'd be no math.
So, you know, having looked at islands, all I'm telling you is that, you know, your islands can cost very, very little.
Okay.
You know, what's the elevation is the first thing that I'm asking myself on this.
I was just for fun looking at, like, I just went on my favorite search engine and put in, you know, real estate, islands for sale. And then I found a site, and I'm like, okay, sort by the cheapest, right? And I found one for like $50,000.
Yep.
Okay.
And I was like, that's surprisingly inexpensive.
Let's do it.
To buy like a, it wasn't a big island. It was big enough. It was maybe a couple acres.
Okay.
You know, so big enough to like put a house on. You maybe have your family on it and a farm, that kind of a thing, you know. But I was surprised at how inexpensive you could buy. But then I started looking at the things you guys are talking about, the logistics. How do I get supplies there? I'm going to have to buy a boat to go with it. Now I got to get insurance for the boat because I'm not having a boat without insurance. Right? You know, how often and like how much? Is there internet? Do I, you know that right. wasn't in this case?
Supposedly there's an island, and I can't remember where this is, but between two, inside of a, it's right along a country line, and the island, you know, at 200 years, 300 years ago, a treaty was signed there on the island. The island's its own nation. A guy owns it. It's big enough to put like a building on. Every once in a while, he'll go out there and sit on it. But, you know, he doesn't have water. He doesn't have electricity. He doesn't have internet other than a cell phone. You know, it's just camping. And
on an island.
Not ideal. Yeah. This isn't your own nation. You know, it isn't Monaco sitting out there. It's just a rock.
So my concern with all of these projects, and first of all, I have to say, this particular project has fallen under some scrutiny by some internet folks who are probably rightly so,
yep.
saying this could be a scam, right?
All right.
Totally could be. There have been other people who have attempted to do things similar to this.
I do have a square inch in Scotland.
I have a square foot.
Okay, square foot, is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah, okay. So that's why I'm a lord. But, you know, it's in a nature preserve, and I can go there and visit it whenever I want, but I can't live on it because it's one square foot.
Yeah, I get like, that.
It's pretty tough. Anyway, my concern with all these things, outside of could it be a scam? Yes, do your diligence. If you're going to look into some, if you've got a bunch of Bitcoin that you're sitting on, listeners, and you're thinking of joining, like, do your diligence. Meet the people, you know, listen
go
to their
there. Pay,
but go there, you know, spend the time and the money if you're seriously thinking about some of this, but investigate it fully and thoroughly before you actually give people any money. So that being said, my problem with most of this kind of stuff is that generally they go, yes, we want to create a place that's not only a crypto mecca, but also more free.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, just about anything is going to be more free by a libertarian standard than wherever people are coming from, especially if they're coming from places like San Francisco or New York City.
Right. So the bit where he says, yes, the government supports our plan.
Red
so
flags.
Far,
yeah.
well, right? Governments are infamous for changing their mind about things, particularly signed contracts.
Yeah, so Vanuatu, in all likelihood, does want him to. I mean, you know, they don't have much development going on there. So they probably would leave him alone. By and large, as they get more successful, they're going to ask for more money.
Yes.
Yep. But, you know, there's negotiations that can be had. Let's just remember that the government isn't the United States, Russia, and China. It's Vanuatu,
yeah.
which is barely much of anything. And, you know, negotiations can be had with these smaller places in ways that they can't with these larger ones.
Sure, but those governments are still a gang.
They are
probably more closely resembling a gang than, like, the United States, for example.
If
probably
you move
cheaper to buy off.
Yeah.
What's that?
Probably cheaper to buy off.
Right, for now. But until the thing gets built and then it has some success,
oh, yeah.
and then all of a sudden they come crawling, I want more.
Hey,
and what happens if you don't give them more?
City.
If you probably should have contracts in place, I think is what the answer to that is.
Sure, and then they violate the contract, and then what?
Well, I can't tell you what's going on in Vanuatu because I can't defend a project that I don't know the specifics of.
Sure.
But I can tell you that with Honduras and the ZEDES, the ZEDE is like a economic and educational development zone that they have there, and they're under siege right now by the government, the newly elected communist government of Honduras. However, that communist government is finding some real difficulty in the way these things were set up. In part, they were included in a treaty with Kuwait. And now, any violation of this ZA rule is something to be taken up at The Hague. And that's not someplace that Honduras wants to end up.
Well, or now, so it says in your contract, but we know that governments are force. And if they just want to do something,
well, force,
they go ahead.
Property is force. And governments own their land.
Property is force?
Yeah.
Property is just land.
Well, I'm just going to take your car then.
Property is theft.
It's a chunk of earth.
I'm going to take your car.
That would be you being a thief, which I don't believe you are, Mark.
But you would use force to stop me.
In self-defense, yes.
Because property is force. It's component of property.
Defending property may require force.
That's the only way to get
property. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
It's Mark.
It's the Captain.
And Richie Rich.
And we're here because, well, we're doing a talk radio show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, we already did that. I want to tell you, and I can't believe that, we talked about it a little bit on last night's program. If you missed that, go over to freetalklive.com. You can re-listen to any of our episodes. The campground for Pork Fest, that's the Porcupine, P-O-R-C, Pork Fest, is sold out for this year already.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
So there is, we'll call it the Pork Fest after party that happens every year called Fork Fest, F-O-R-K-F-E-S-T, that's I've been attending for the last couple years. And it's going on again, and it has not yet sold out. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021 and looks to sell out again this year. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge of the event. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists here in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to all of that over at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, forkfest.party. All right, so we've been talking about this attempted crypto island and, you know, sort of what's going on with that. Apparently, this has, according to the organizer anyway, this has support of the local government and the ability to build and all that
kind of
stuff.
The national government of Vanuatu.
Yes.
Yeah. Such that it is.
He said that he named the island from its native name, Lautaro, and changed it to Satoshi in a nod to Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonym of the person who invented Bitcoin. He's joined forces with some cryptocurrency evangelists to create a blockchain-based democracy and the crypto capital of the world, or so he hopes. Welch will have to...
Well, I don't think he's going to make the capital of the world, but, I mean, perhaps he makes a really fun retreat for people to go.
Yeah, it is currently or was previously marketed as a wildlife nature reserve home to rare giant crabs.
Nice.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want the crabs, and I really don't want giant crabs either.
Well, I'm sure wherever he's at, this Satoshi Island of his is a beautiful place. One of my thoughts would be, what's the internet like? I want to know whether we have electricity. How often is it on? What happens? Do we flush toilets? What happens when we do?
Wait a minute, Mark. Are you suggesting you want to wait until everything is set in place before you give it a chance? Don't you want to go there and support it up front and help build all that infrastructure early on?
I'm happy to do that if I receive the benefits of doing so.
Okay.
But if I am just, you know, if I'm paying retail and not getting retail,
okay,
I want to know what I want to look under the hood of this thing.
Okay.
And by the way, that's what I'm doing right now with Coral Beach in Utila, Honduras.
So to answer your question, I've just sort of, you know, skipped over some things here. It says that the Satoshi Island will succeed where other attempts such as CryptoLand failed because he and his partners own the island.
They already own it.
And he claims the development plans have the support of both the government and the local community.
Yep.
However, the Vanuatu government failed to respond to any requests for comment.
Not a surprise.
And Welch was unable to provide contact details for any current local residents. What he does say, though, is we're trying to build a community in an interview over satellites. which he was on the island. So there's at least a satellite link to the island, which currently has no mains electricity, no water, no phone, or internet connection. So
there you go.
No infrastructure yet. Now, I don't know what it takes to, you know, run fiber, you know, under some ocean from whatever the nearest
oh, it isn't easy.
Mainland thing is.
I don't know how far he is from the next island, and that's not something I was able to look up.
Elon Musk's Starlink.
That is a solution. However,
Starlink just had, 2,000 satellites fall out of the sky?
That's true.
I mean, not to say that it's defunct or anything, but, it is by no means solid yet.
Right. But it's one of those up-and-coming solutions for rural areas or island nations.
So apparently a sat phone works.
Can you spell the name of the island prior to Satoshi?
Yeah, let's find it again.
So you can microwave over distances, but you need to have a straight shot.
Okay.
And it will...
Lataro,
L-A-T-A-R-O.
Yep.
I found the island of Lataro, and it's remarkably round. And it is close, very, very, very close to the island of Vanuatu. So this would be doable. There's a major road that runs along the side. You can put up a radio tower.
Imagine a cell phone tower wouldn't be difficult to plop down on the island.
Yeah, I would think that you could do most things with, I bet you could put up 5G. And
now you've got at least regular phone type.
Well, 5G is pretty fast.
Yeah, you're not going to run servers very much, but
no.
You can base your servers somewhere else and still have consumer level internet.
What you need to have is you need to be able people to have Zoom calls,
right.
Jitsi calls, whatever their terminology.
TikTok.
Yeah. Well, TikTok says a stream.
I'm just
okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Saying this is what people are going to use, right? You got to get streaming porn to the island. Until you have the streaming porn to the island, nobody's going to show up.
Ironically, that might be what it takes, because porn leads the way when it comes to like new technology.
Yeah, the internet. As they say, the internet is for porn.
They do say that. Puppets, even.
Yeah. So, and by the way, it's not too far from a little habitation in Shark Bay. So there's something that appears to be a village there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are solutions to things if it's a tropic climate.
Yep.
And there's lots of sun. Solar works for electricity. You can get batteries, that kind of a thing. At least for your lights. You could look into something like an Earthship. These are dwellings that generate their own electricity, they actually do all their own septic and all that kind of cleaning and recycling of water and provide water for each of the dwellings and that kind of thing. So
Mark found his vacation home?
No. I mean, they can call me.
603-283-6160. Would you move to a crypto island? More Free Talk Live is next.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Some airlines have canceled or diverted flights to Ukraine as the West warns that an invasion by Russia is imminent, despite intensive weekend talks between Moscow and Washington. President Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering, and says the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but is equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia could enter the country at any moment. Meantime, Dutch airline KLM has canceled flights to Ukraine until further notice. French President Emmanuel Macron is in full re-election campaign mode, despite not declaring his candidacy for the upcoming election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. This is USA Radio News. Americans have been seeking religious exemptions from COVID vaccine mandates by the thousands, but they're doing so without the backing of major denominations or leaders. That includes rabbis, Pope Francis in the Catholic Church, and conservative evangelical leader Robert Jeffress, who wrote in an email to the Associated Press that strong medical and political objections to the mandates does not get elevated to a religious belief that should be accommodated. Much of the country is about to get another winter blast.
Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
Roger Rich.
And Mark.
And thanks again, Mark, for, you know, popping by and sitting in. It's always good to have one of the founders of this show.
It's great to be here.
Be on air, particularly since you did it for decades and built the show up.
I'm looking at the reviews here for Lotaro, the island you're referring to, the Satoshi Island.
Yes.
Yoop says, local guide, no public toilets, 1 star.
Well,
this site is complete garbage.
To be fair, in a completely natural world, everywhere is a public toilet.
So it's almost as good as San Francisco.
Almost as good, except you don't get paid $620. Before we go on, I have to say thank you to today's amplifier. That is the Indie Gun Church. That's right. There is something known as Gun Church, and there is, we'll call it a chapter.
It started out at my house.
In Indiana. And so it is now the Indie Gun Church. A couple of those guys came up to Forkfest this past year and had a nice visit. It was a good time. And so those guys are a gold-level amplifier. That means they contribute some money to get this radio program that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. We're on somewhere around 280, No. Yes, 280 radio stations. We could be on 300. No, 180? 200? We could be on 300,
last,
350.
Last I knew it was
closer
to 200 than 300, so if that helps you.
We could be on a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually don't know the exact number. I'll have to check
with
our
producers.
You're
looking at me like I know that.
Yeah, I'm looking at Mark, but he's got brain damage. So.
I'm looking at this island, and I think it's just...
Mark, how many radio stations are we on, approximately?
About 190.
190, okay. So we could be on 200, 300 radio stations.
We could
it's
be on
all
200.
Up to you.
We have been on 200.
Well, he said 280, close to 300.
Hey, I'm pitching the AMPS program here, guys. Come on.
Yep,
come on.
Sorry.
All right.
Please.
So anyway, amps.freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the hosts, you enjoy the content.
Be an amp at AMPS.
Visit AMPS. .freetalklive.com.
Get your chat right on air.
And thanks again to the Indie Gun Church. We love you guys.
Thank you.
All right. You guys can carry on.
Oh, I'm just reading the reviews on this Latoro Island, and they're really funny. So, 1 star, no public toilets. 1 star, this site is complete garbage. 5 stars, very good. This island is really good. Me, E, Nias brought us, stayed on this island. It is very good. There's lots of car to smoke. Don't speak ill if you
love
it.
Smoking cars.
You envious.
Now, read the same sorts of reviews from, what's the island here in Honduras?
Coral Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, just 1 second. This last one. 5 stars. I have not been here. Been there.
You're 5 stars. I've never been.
I don't know what the reviews are of Coral Beach. I could certainly look it up. I know that the restaurant there was the highest rated on TripAdvisor. But
while you're doing that, I just want to say that some of the chatters have been saying things. One said, I heard Bernie Madoff is back from the dead and living on Satoshi Island. That's accurate. Let's see. We had a high school senior donate one to our city. Our city said no, so we went to the next city over and installed it, and it's been used twice. Oh, I think this is the baby box, yeah, that they're talking about.
Okay, I got it. Coral Beach Village on TripAdvisor. This is not the same site, which was...
sort of comparable reviews, though, right?
So 5 stars, Coral Beach is Utila's premier resort, blah, 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 300 acres. There you go. So 5 stars. I don't have reviews, but it looks like 90 of them were excellent, 8 of them very good, and then 1 each of average, poor, and terrible.
Okay, good. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Welcome to another episode of David Talk Live. Tonight's
excellent
guest, Free Talk Live.
What's going on, David? What's on your mind?
Bernie, more on the evolution of stumping. But
wait.
Madoff,
was that more on the evolution? Was there a comma in there?
You can use whatever punctuation you like, but you get the drift. You get the drift.
All right, go ahead, David.
So,
stumping?
But yeah, so and what?
What is stumping?
You got to catch Mark up.
It's kind of like so boxing.
You will find
stumping
out momentarily, okay. Mark. As our tonight's guest, we will fill you in.
Excellent.
But I got to say, Bernie Madoff, such a nice Jewish guy. What a nice Jewish man.
You and, do love talking about the Jewish guys. Go ahead.
Well, the reason for that, Mark, I'm glad you asked,
he didn't ask. You were going to tell us about the David Talk Live.
I wanted to hear about something.
It was a rhetorical ask here on David Talk Live. Since it's David Talk Live, David will use whatever little tricks he chooses. So the Jewish people, and let's see, my daughter is Jewish, and my father was not only Jewish, but was a Holocaust
Your
refugee.
Father, you said?
My father, yes.
Okay.
So, if anybody wants to,
so then you're Jewish.
Have a street fight, No, I'm not.
Were you adopted?
How could your father be a Holocaust survivor, presumably Jewish, and your daughter be Jewish, but you're not?
Well, that's for another episode. We'll use up all of my time if we talk about that now. So I will remember.
Wasn't Jewish and then met a Jewish.
I will remember to fill you in completely the next time, so that we don't use up all of David's talk or time on David Talk Live talking about that. So, but to finish my point before we saw the squirrel, the shiny squirrel, I was saying that Jews are, and I gave you my street cred, so if anybody wants to have a street fight over it, there's my street cred. We can have it out.
Wasting
so
your time.
Jews are, Jews, Jews are no, I'm not at all. It's not a waste at all. Jews are 2% of the population of the United States. Hello. Jews are 2% of the population of the United States, but they are approximately, about 80% of the Biden administration, for instance. So it's relevant, and people should know about it, because after all, as a white guy, many minorities have complained about me as a white guy.
Jewish.
Because
no, he's not Jewish. His dad's Jewish.
Here comes the squirrel Jewish. Again, shiny object. So, but anyway, the point is that minorities complain about white guys having more power than they should, and here's another example of that. Moving on. So,
you're trying to turn minorities on the Jews?
Oh, God, Richard, he was about to
do it. It's not very hard.
You guys are neurotic on your wordplay there. So, the history of stumping. We've gone in the United States from literally stumping. If you want to hold an office, you go, get elected to something, you go to the town, village, community, whatever, and you literally get up on a stump where a tree was cut down. That was cut down because many of them were cut down to build things, to make houses and whatever else was needed. So you get up on a stump, and all of the population that are interested would come out and ask you any damn question they wanted, and you would answer their question right in front of everybody else. And if you screwed up, everybody would know about it. And let's fast forward to today. What do we have that's the equivalent of that today? Short answer, nothing. Because the only thing that remains of that is candidates go on the radio and they take calls from callers. Like here in New Mexico, for instance, on KKOB radio, or on this station that you broadcast on right now on KIVA radio, the Rock of Talk, Eddie Aragon. The last time that I called in a few days ago to talk to a Jewish guy that wants to be the governor of the state of New Mexico, Jay Block. He came on, and I called in there, and they answered the phone, and Eddie said to Jay Block, would you like to take calls? And Jay Block said, I'll take calls from anybody. And so then I come on, and the second that Eddie Aragon, the owner of KIVA, hears my voice and I identify myself, he hangs up on me because he doesn't want to take a call from me.
Just go in person and stand up and raise your hand until they call on you.
And there's some weird echo there.
They will call on you eventually.
Hey, David, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, David. That sounded like a rerun. I'm pretty sure I've heard that episode of David Talk Live before. But, hey, more Free Talk Live is on the way.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on, it is the final segment of tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Rich,
and Mark.
All right, so just switching gears here for this final segment.
We're going to do some fun stuff now.
Yeah, Richie Rich, why would a zoo hire a Marvin Gaye impersonator to get monkeys in the mood?
I think you just answered your own question. They would hire the monkey. They would hire the Marvin Gaye impersonator.
I guess I want to know, in the mood. Did it work?
Let's find out.
That's the question I want to know. Is that if you go and sing Marvin Gaye songs, because I would think Barry White would be what your average primate was into.
I was going to say that, like, why wouldn't they hire a Barry White impersonator instead of a Marvin Gaye impersonator? Or perhaps the monkeys are into like saxophone, like some Kenny G or something. You know, I don't know.
Nobody's really into Kenny G.
I know, but I'm just saying that. Like, how do they know the monkeys' tastes in music? So this is from UPI.
The monkeys taste like pork.
And let's remember, everybody, as I like to say, human beings are just barely not monkeys.
Yeah, we're apes.
So this should work, then.
No, we are apes.
Because we like Marvin Gaye.
Do we?
As a species? Do you know anyone who hates Marvin Gaye?
No, I guess I don't.
All right.
Lovemaking in my household goes on to the sound of pleading.
With, like, goats and stuff?
Indeed.
Mark begging.
Please! Please! All right, a British zoo aiming to bolster its population of endangered monkeys hired a Marvin Gaye impersonator to visit the enclosure and croon love songs. Because that's what these guys do, they croon.
Yes.
It's
a lost art.
The Trentham Monkey Forest in Stafford, England, said David Largy, an experienced...
It's because monkeys aren't supposed to breed in England.
I've never heard a monkey talk with a British accent. Wait, no, I have. Yeah. If humans are monkeys.
Watch out for your joke.
They hired this guy named David Largy, an experienced Marvin Gaye impersonator, who performed selections from the Soul Legends catalog, including Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing, inside the Barbary Macaque Habitat.
All those macaques.
Macaques. Got to say it again.
Sometimes I have to use the word macaque. I'm sorry.
I think the best story about the macaque is how it took a picture, and it was the center of an intellectual property dispute, and the judge ruled that the photographer that owned the camera owned the picture because a macaque couldn't own a picture. Now, if I borrowed his camera and I took the picture, I would own that picture's intellectual property, but this was a landmark case.
Oh, but if you get hired at a factory and you make all the products, why does the owner get all the profits?
That's because I get hired.
Okay.
So also, on the subject of Marvin Gaye's hit song, Sexual Healing, I've often wanted to open a Eastern food place, you know, fried rice, spring rolls. I call it Szechuan Healing.
Szechuan Healing, excellent.
That's right, yes. At any rate, we thought it could be a creative way to encourage our females to show a little affection to the males.
Oh, that's the problem?
That might not have been so lucky in love.
This is a zoo run by men. It's always the females.
It's not clear.
The male monkeys just aren't getting enough attention.
It's not clear that they're talking about the monkeys.
Maybe the male monkeys need to do the dishes and offer a massage now and then. How's that?
It says, again, it's not clear they're talking about the monkey. They could be just talking about the zoo employees. We thought it could be a creative way to encourage our females to show a little affection to males that might not have been so lucky in love.
Did it work for you at home, Mr. Zookeeper?
Said park director.
Doesn't hurt.
Mark Lovatt, L-O-V-A-T-T. He said on the zoo's website, females in season mate with several males. So paternity amongst our furry residents is never known. Okay. That sounds kinky. Each birth is
common.
Vital to the species, with Barbary macaques being classed as endangered.
Okay.
I never hear human beings talk about, like...
That's because they're not endangered.
The females are in season and must mate, right? Like, I never hear about that.
People are always worried about which females are mating and which ones aren't.
But there isn't like a
source
season.
Of a great deal of interest.
There isn't like a mating season for humans.
It's
all
different.
Year round.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Lovett said.
Not that kind of primate.
Zookeepers expect to discover whether the visit had any effect on the monkeys when birthing season arrives in late spring or early summer. Oh, okay.
They gotta wait.
So they don't even know. The news is that they hired the guy, not that it had worked. Any effect. It's just
Could we like have the cameras going?
Yeah, they weren't monitoring the mating process here.
There is a bit of a video here.
I mean, if you're paying money, now admittedly. It probably doesn't cost much to have the Marvin Gaye impersonator come out. I mean, as far as a band goes, this isn't, first off, it's probably not prime time, so you can likely get him at, two-thirds the regular
I'm
price.
I'm guessing like $100 or something for him
you
to come out and
turn
a couple songs,
like, I heard about your primate problem.
Maybe, he actively, canvassed zoos. I heard that you've got some problems with mating. I'm a Marvin Gaye impersonator, and, I've got a track record of proven results.
Marvin Gaye has a track record of proven results. Well... I want to know where the Barry White impersonators are.
It's just competition.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, he's not gonna help those guys.
Double blind study.
Double blind study.
Barry White at one.
Well, now we're getting Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles involved. Come on.
You might as well.
Wait, do you have to be blind to be a Stevie Wonder impersonator?
No, you just have to shake your head around.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm sure that people would find it more. Believable if you were blind and that you were playing Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder.
The woke crowd would actually demand that be the case, though.
Indeed. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to... what do they have to say about the remake of West Side Story that has a Dominican playing a Puerto Rican?
If they knew that, they would probably be very upset.
Okay.
You should have hired a Puerto Rican.
The lady can sing like the Dickens.
Charles
she's
Dickens?
Great. What's that?
Charles Dickens?
I'm not sure which Dickens exactly.
Emily?
What's that?
Emily Dickens?
That's the only other one I know.
The only two I know. I was in we'll call it a play, in grade school of the West Side Story.
Mm.
And
were you Puerto Rican?
Was, yes, indeed. I was,
it's hard to find enough Puerto Rican kids in 1981
Wisconsin. yeah, it was one of those things where, like, I really had no interest in acting or being in this production at all. And it was somebody, I think the producer, whatever you want to call this person, the director of the play, whatever, was, like, walking around the school and, like, noticed that I had dark hair and dark eyebrows and dark eyes and, like, was like, you know, I bet you if we put, like, you know, jeans and a leather jacket on him.
Thank God you didn't say a little brown shoe polish.
I mean, like, I didn't
ruin your political career.
This was before they had this this tanning lotion you could put on your skin.
Yeah.
That turned
your
skin.
Why is that acceptable?
Like, yeah, I don't know. But I'm glad I didn't have to wear any.
All the way. You look like a tan white dude, not a light.
That's what you look like. That's what Justin Trudeau's looks like anyway.
Man, that might be a stretch.
He looks like a guy with blackface on.
The picture of him in blackface looks like a guy with blackface on that does not look like a tan.
You're right. It doesn't look like a tan. It looks like a guy with blackface on.
Did he get it by getting tan, or did he actually put blackface
on? Oh, he put blackface on.
I'm not familiar with what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Castro's illegitimate son who runs Canada.
Hello, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't see he did blackface?
Yeah.
It's okay. He's a socialist.
There's a whole bunch of, like, racial stereotypes that he's dressed in costume as over the years.
Why?
Because it was acceptable then, and now it is not.
How old is this guy?
He can't be more than 40.
Okay. So I'm older than him. I've never had it be acceptable to do any of that.
I wore an Indian headdress. Cub Scouts, we did that kind of thing.
I mean, I did play in, like, Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing, I guess. Put the feather on.
Sure.
But is that really stereotyping?
You got to kind of look at the pictures and decide for yourself.
Yeah.
But he is, you know, they have pictures of him dressed in, you know, all sorts of costumes that would now be considered racially insensitive.
Yeah.
That I don't think was at the time he took the pictures. It's just more of like, look at the character of this guy.
I just want to say that I think it's okay.
He says it's not about race.
To do those things in a comedic setting, right? If you're a comedian, you know, then yes, that's all fine if you're doing comedy.
Anyway, I don't think he's a comedian.
We're out of time. If you missed any of the show, you can find us over at freetalklive.com. We're here every night, 7 to 10. Thanks and peace.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.